Anna, you've got the Yorkshire pathway up and running, so I just wanted to check in with you at the start of the year to see how things are progressing so far.
Yeah, just really busy. I mean, the pathway is quite a big workload in itself, making sure the right people are engaged and building partnerships, and also making sure that the pathway is everything that we said it would be, which we know is going to take time, but so far we've got off to a really good start with educating players on what performance looks like, time management, S&C, and we've also played our first couple of games as well. So yeah, really great start to the season, and hopefully more to come from us.
Those first couple of games haven't gone too bad, have they?
No, the under-19s played against Mavericks. That were a great game. Went goal for goal. The under-17s played against Loughborough Lightning on Saturday and managed to bring on the win there. So, yeah, really good. I mean, I wouldn't say the performance of the girls is where myself or Emily would like it to be, but we're at the really early stages of the season, and I think for us we'll certainly see the fruits of our labour probably more in the July tournament. But to know that we're competing and we're putting out, you know, wins in some cases at this early start where we're not quite that happy is you know, is great.
From what you've seen, obviously things are positive and the talent's definitely there.
Oh yeah, the talent's there. I mean, we have got great girls. You know, Yorkshire Netball did a terrific job and we're still working quite close with them. So it's nice to just take on the reins of a well-established pathway and just add that other layer of, I suppose, professional support that Leeds Rhinos are able to give in terms of, you know, the S&C, the nutritional support. I suppose all the wraparound, you know, support that every performance player or athlete needs in order to be the best and obtain the potential.
Strong area for talent anyway, because we can look back in history, people like the Shaws, the Harrises, Nat Hawthorne, obviously, and people like that came back to help you out recently.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few more to that list playing Super League. There's Emily Ollingsworth, you know, Amy Allison, who's at Bath, Bree Grierson, you know, etc., etc. It's nice to watch the Super League teams play this season. Myself and Maggie Birkinshaw stayed after our game against Loughborough on Saturday and watched the Loughborough Lightning against Stars. So without any pressure, and we're able to watch some of the girls that have been through the Yorkshire pathway play, you know, your Nat Panagaris, etc., and just kind of give ourselves a pat on the back with a lot of other people that, you know, Yorkshire Netball over the years have done a very good job of servicing the Super League netball teams with talent. So we take quite a lot of pride in that, and also build those relationships with your players like Natalie Thornthwaite. You know, the journey that she's gone on is incredible, but not only is Natalie a fantastic player, I think more importantly she's just a great person to have around. She talks well about the game and the girls absolutely love her. And if ever there's a role model to look up to, or point your daughter in a direction of how you want her to behave and conduct herself through good and bad times, for me, it would be the likes of Natalie Hawthornthwaite.
So you've been busy. Are you sorted out some new venues and launching more hubs and classes?
Yeah, so, you know, it's...
Is it non-stop?
Oh yeah, it is. It's absolutely crazy. I think the biggest boom we've had is through our community programme. I think mainly because the success of England netball with the gold medal and just netball being more prolific. People just want to get involved. So we've had a lot of schools wanting to get involved with netball, a lot more kids through our hubs just wanting to take the step up from school netball into something else. And I think as a franchise or a pathway, you go into things, and certainly with a beast like Leeds Rhinos, thinking that things will grow like this and you do a nice little plan, and nothing's ever what you think it'll be. And in a good way, we've just gone absolutely boom through a community programme. So through that we've been able to appoint a first netball development officer, which is Rachel Dober, who you might know through the North East, you know, played for Team Northumbria a few years ago, and he's now wanting to work her way up through coaching and give girls and boys in the community a great experience in netball and support England netball with this massive boom that they're going through at the moment.
The Masterclass series is the first of these things, and that's on February the 22nd with somebody you might know. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. So Natalie Thornthwaite did the last Masterclass. I'm running this one. I absolutely love running the Masterclasses because it gives me an opportunity to see some of the young guns coming through and those girls that, you know, live and breathe netball and also just want to learn more technically and tactically about the game. Yeah, really looking forward to the Masterclasses.
You've announced early the half-term August boot camp.
Yeah, so the boot camp always does really well every year. I think it's a great opportunity for players to do some pre-season. So last year the Shaw sisters did quite a bit of fitness with the girls that were related to on-court stuff that they do at Team Bath. We also had some other specialist coaches come in, and usually we get a number of the England girls in as well to do some specialist sessions. There's always a couple of surprises over the years. We've had Beth Cobden in, Natalie Thornthwaite, we've had Stacey Francis. So it's quite, you know, a good camp to go on. As much as the girls are working hard and it is regarded as pre-season, they're able to play in the evening, so touch base with the match place, get feedback by experienced coaches like myself, and also meet some Roses players, all things being well.
How can we find out more about that half-term camp?
Yeah, everything's on Facebook, Twitter and a website as well. If people want to drop us an email and just in general find out what we're doing and if they can get more involved, not just in the half-term camps but also just in netball generally, even if it's a teacher or a club coach that just wants a bit of direction and advice. And if any parents out there have got a daughter that's desperate to do more netball, then we're happy to facilitate and support that. And one way we're doing it is through our camps, and already we're booking up pretty quickly.